Okay. If you have your bulletin, your sermon outline today is has a little clip art on it. We're happy to have the kids together, and that is a great opportunity, also a little bit of a challenge, but a good one. So I am all prepared here today. I have energy drink. Anybody need energy drink? 5-hour energy drink? 5 hours, that'll get you through the first third of my message. I have aspirin, Alka-Seltzer, whatever you might need. So, today's message is, wake up, sleepyhead. Wake up, sleepyhead. And there's a verse in Ephesians chapter 5 where God basically says, adults, kids, wake up, sleepyhead. Let's look at it. Ephesians 5:14. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper. That's another way of saying awake. Wake up, sleepyhead. Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So he's telling his people, wake up. Come alive. Wake up. Wipe out the sleep out of your eyes. And if you do, spiritually, if you open up, God will speak to you. God will show you new things. Christ will shine on you. So here we are this morning all together, and I'm very conscious of the children being here, and I love that, but it is a challenge, and I'm thinking, what am I going to speak on? Well, it's New Year's, so anticipation, the new start, the idea of time. We're going to talk this morning about the idea of time, which is about as theoretical as a concept as you can get, right? Hard for children to understand. I remember when my granddaughter Cadence was about maybe just barely three, we were at a Wendy's, and just her and I, and she said, what time is it? And I said, what do you care? And she said, what time is it? And I said, what are you taking medicine? Why do you care what time it is? She don't understand time. And she said again, what time is it? I said, 6:30. She said, what does that mean? The kids have a difficulty with time, and so do adults sometimes. I knew our service was at 10 today, and I still show up an hour ahead, messed up my thinking in the clock because I'm looking at the clock or something. And a few of you did too. Some of you have come to church twice already in the new year, and that's extra points because you came early at 9 and then you're back again. Okay. So today I want to engage the kids from here and there through this little message. And so right now, to help me make my first point, I need a boy who is between 7 and 10 years old and a girl between 7 and 10. So let's have this one, and let's have, we got two here. Okay, I will break the tie this way. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Wait a minute, let me think of a number. I'll write it down so you know I'm not cheating. Okay. 5, 7, and it was 3. So the 5 has it. All right, now I got one rule for any kids that come up here today, and that is, help me turn this on. That's the rule. Why am I not seeing?
Push the button.
Oh, a hidden button. Is that working? Is that working? Yes, okay. So the rule is, you got to give your name and your age. Nine. All right.
Gabe, I'm seven.
All right. So, here's, I guess I should turn it back off. Okay. Good. All right. So, guess what? This is pretty simple. You need to open these gifts with some speed. There you go. There you go. You can leave the wrapping paper on the ground. Mark's crew will have that cleaned up later. Okay, open this up. You got Christmas lights. These gifts are for you. Let me see what they are. Let's show everybody. Okay, so this is a Dory calendar. What do we do with a calendar? What do we do with it?
How do you
it's hard.
It?
You what?
See what date
See what date it is. Very good. We keep track of days and months. That's time, folks. And what is this?
Watch.
A watch. What kind of watch? Can you see?
Light-up watch.
A light-up watch. Spider-Man watch. Okay. And and that's all about time, too, isn't it? Well, that's yours. Okay. Thank you very much. That was it. And that makes our first point this morning, that time is a gift. Time is a gift, a very important and very special gift. In fact, in a way, time is the gift of life, right? What do we have but our time and how we use our lives? And God talks to us about how we use our life or our time. In that same passage that we looked at a minute ago, it goes on, Ephesians 5:15. Therefore, be careful how you walk. Or another way of saying it, be careful how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So God is telling us, adults, children, it's for all of us, be careful how we use our time. Or how we live our life. And we should be try to be wise with what we do with our time, our days, our hours, our years, and try to make the most of it. Because once time is used up, it's done, right? It's over. Now, there is a value of long time. We tend to think in maybe long periods of time, and we overlook sometimes the short periods of time. Because, you know, the years are made up of the short periods, right? Our whole lives are made up of short periods. And if you break it down, you get down to hours, days, hours, and minutes. And so I need some kids again to help make this point. And I need, I think, 3 kids between the age of, say, 5 and 8. Let's have 1 from this section. 1 from this section and 1 from this section. Okay, who wants to come up? You got to give your name and your age. Anybody here? Okay, this little girl. Come on up, sweetie. And then, anybody in this section? No? Oh my goodness, all right. You guys must be Lutheran. Okay, how about 2nd from the end? Come on up. Well, okay, there we go. That's okay. Come on up. Come on up. All right. Now, what is your name?
Reese.
Say again.
Reese.
Okay. And how old are you?
5.
5. All right. Say your name.
Ellie.
And how old?
6. Luke, 8.
Okay. Very good. Now, sorry. This is not as easy as it looks. Okay. So, what we've got here for you guys, we've got a job to do. But you don't have a lot of time. You're just going to have a minute, all right? And so here's the job. I have 32 balls over here. And the job is that I want you to get these balls into that bucket. And how you do that is you're going to start over there. So let's go over there. And you're going to one by one. You can only carry one ball at a time, and all 3 of you can do it at once. You cannot run, but you can walk fast, okay? You know the difference. You know how to walk fast, but you cannot run, all right? So in a minute, we're going to start the time. We've got time music to go, and we're going to see if you can get all these balls into that bucket, and you have 1 minute to do it. Now, how many think they can get all 32 balls over here in 1 minute? Really? Okay. Yeah, it surprises me. How many think they cannot get all 32? Wow. If you're that confident, I better do this. Okay, now no running. Just pick it up, and you can't toss it in. Just set it over it and drop it down. Okay? Are we ready? Let's go. Thank you. job. Good job. Give me five. Okay. Well, did we get them all in? No. But did we get a lot of them in? Well, remember that. Let's think about that in a minute. Okay. Here's a little something for you later. Don't open that. Don't eat that. Just put it on the shelf and look at it. Okay. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your seats. Okay. So they did pretty good. Did better than I thought. Didn't do as good as you guys thought because you have very high expectations. So there's a lesson in that. They just had a minute to do it. They didn't get them all done, but they got something done, didn't they? They did maybe a little better than they thought they could. And so there's something that we need to think about there is in our use of time. Sometimes we waste a lot of minutes. We waste a lot of hours. And we forget that the minutes make up the hours make up the days. And our lives could be more effective if we seize the moment, you know, and maybe a little forethought, a little planning, and make good use of the short periods of time. I'll tell you who's good at that. Well, Mark Brouse is good at that. Let me tell you that. And so is my wife, Debbie. You know, if we're going somewhere and she's waiting on me, you know, and it's like a minute and a half, I come out, you know, and she's waiting on me. I come out, and it's like I can't find her. Yeah, I thought she's out here by the front door waiting so we can go. Well, she had a minute and a half. Why, she found something to do. She's in the other room taking care of something using that minute or so. And so that's something to be conscious of. As we enter into the new year, as you want to think about how to use your time, it starts with those brief periods of time. And we ought not to disdain or underestimate those short periods of time. Because we're supposed to be wise how we walk and using our time well, according to Ephesians 5. Now, we've got our minutes. Now, minutes make up hours. Kids, how many minutes are in an hour? Go ahead, just yell it out. 60, very good, very good. Now, hours are very important and very pivotal. I think of in when Jesus was in Gethsemane, and he was in agony, and he had the cross that he was within, you know, just hours from the cross. And he was with the 12, and he asked them, they were all there together, and he asked them to pray with him, to help support him in his pending trial and torture. And in Matthew 26, it says, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. So Jesus went off to pray, and then he came back after asking his disciples to pray for him, and they're asleep. He finds them sleeping, and he says to them, couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Just 1 lousy hour is all I ask. And they didn't do it, and they fell asleep. Boy, that's us sometime, isn't it? Boy, wake up, sleepyhead. Right? Wake up, Ephesians says. And Christ will shine on you. Sometimes, you know, God wants an hour from us. An hour maybe to spend some time with Him in the Word or in prayer or a part of an hour. Maybe you don't have a whole hour, but we just learned that minutes count, don't we? Maybe you got 5 minutes. That's a good time to pull aside and just pray. You know, maybe when you're riding in your car to work, you know, turn off the radio and pray. For 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour. And so hours count. Hours are pivotal. And hours are made up of minutes. So minutes count. And minutes are pivotal. Look at what Jesus said here as he's contemplating the cross. This is in the Gospel of John, 12:27. He says, he's with his 12 now, and this time he's at the Last Supper with them. And he says, now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. And the hour he's really referring to going to the cross. It's really literally more than an hour. But he refers to it as an hour. It's a moment in time. And it's pivotal. And he says, no, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. So hours are stupendous. He uses hours to symbolize his whole purpose for coming to this earth. was to come to this, quote, hour, so that he would die on the cross for you and me. And so hours are very important, very symbolic, and very, very important. So let's think about this for a minute. In 2017, how can we use our hours better? And our parts of hours, minutes, okay? Kids, this is for you too. Maybe sometime you have a few minutes or an hour or just 10 minutes. What could you do? Maybe sometime, maybe you play video games a lot. Maybe it's good to get off of the video game for a few minutes or an hour and do something. Maybe do your chores or your homework or sit and talk with your parents or ask your parents if they want to play or vice versa. Parents, take that 20 minutes or an hour or whatever you got to interact with your children when you might otherwise neglect to. Maybe you need to get off of your video game called the smartphone and interact with your children. Or maybe children, you could reach out to a friend. Or adults, maybe you could reach out to a friend. Maybe you could reach out to someone in the church that you know is going through something difficult and give them a call. Or maybe not going through something difficult. Just touch base. And use that hour or part of an hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What if you started being conscious of the hours of your life and the part hours of your life and use them more effectively? Maybe there's an hour here or there or a grouping of 2 or 3 hours where you can serve in some way you haven't been. Serve in the community or serve here at the church, an hour in the nursery or in the fuse program or whatever. You fill in the blank. Remember, time is a gift. It's a gift from God that he gives us. It is our life, and what we do with it is so important. How significant is it to think about this on January 1 of 2017? Because you're going to live this year, and when it's over, you'll never get it again. It'll be spent. So we need to be aware of this. Now, we've talked about minutes and hours. Let's talk about days. Minutes make hours, and hours make days. Kids, how many hours are in a day? Very good. How many minutes are in a day? Adults? I don't know. I don't know either. Okay. But you could do the math. Eric? No, I'm kidding. Somebody do the calculation. All right. So days are very important. And the Bible talks about days. And so we have a picture of a sunrise. We tend to think about days as basically the sunrise and the sunset. Sunrise, sun comes up. That's the start of our day. Sun goes down. That's the end of our day. We tend to think that way. So here's a picture of a sunrise. And I also have a picture of a sunset. There it is. Hard to tell, isn't it? You know, Pam Harmon takes these. She posts a lot of sunsets and sunrises on Facebook. So I stole this. And she calls this a sunrise, but how do we know it's not a sunset? This could be a counterfeit sunset or a counterfeit sunrise. No, but that's a sunrise, and then we have one that she took of a sunset. Isn't that cool? I think that is one awesome picture. Is that a good picture? Pam took that. And that's a sunset. Now, the only thing that makes me nervous is she's driving home at 70 miles an hour and snapping these pictures out the windshield. I don't know. Be careful when you're driving around her. But she takes some beautiful pictures. And now, you know, kids, you know Miss Pam, right? Who's she the mom of? That's a few years ago. We showed that picture once before. And there's the kids, Lily and Lucy. Okay. Now, days make up our life. Just as the minutes, seconds add to minutes, minutes add to hours, hours make up days, and days make up our life. Now, the Bible speaks of people living about 70 years. And now some people live longer than that, 80, 85, 90 years, even longer. Some don't live that long, might die at 50 or whatever. But if you do live 70 years, you know how many days are in your life? 26,550. That's a lot of days, isn't it? And when you're young, boy, that's like you got all the time in the world. You're going to live forever, it seems like, because that's 26,000 days. Goodness gracious. Now, we have another illustration, and I'm going to need some help from kids again, one more time. And so I need five kids, but let's let it be somebody who hasn't been up yet. So, okay, right there in the middle, and did you not come up yet? Come on up, and who else? Okay, right here, and how many we got? See, I'm not too good with math. We need two more. You can come up. And let's see, one more. Oh, you don't want to come up? Okay. Who else? Who wanted to come up here? What? Okay, come on up. I didn't think this would be hard to get him up here. Okay, one more. Have you been up? No. Okay, Paulie, come on. Let's see now. Let me make sure we do this right. All right. So, hold this, your job. You guys on the end, you have a job. Why don't you guys come out here, you three in the middle. You stay there. You guys come over here, you three. Okay. And you just hold this. All right. And we have to give names and ages. Give your name.
Paulie, and I'm
11.
Peyton, and I'm 10.
Zoe's 8.
Kylie, and I'm 10.
8.
Kaden, and I'm 8.
Very good.
Okay, very good. Let's give them a round of applause, huh? Okay. Now, let me get this straight. Okay, girls, let's step over here to the end. Now, we're going to let this chain represent our life. Now, have you ever counted the days? Like, anybody up here ever made a paper chain, like waiting for Christmas? How about anybody ever made a paper? Adult or child, have you ever done that in your life? Sure, I did. And maybe you so many days to Christmas and you break off a link until you get to Christmas. And every link represents a day. Okay? Well, this is how many days there are to Valentine's Day. 45 days from now. But we're going to let it represent our whole life. The Bible talks about a person living 70 years. So let's let this represent all the days of our life of 70 years. So that would represent 26,550 days. Now, when you are first born, this is the length of your life. If you're 10 years old, you have a few less days left. Let's see what it is. If you're 10, what's the next number? Okay, it's down to 21,900. Still a whole lot of days, okay? But that's not bad. Now, I need one of you guys, Kylie, come over and just break that chain and then hold this. Break that. Okay. And then you're going to hold this. Just let it dangle. And then you come over and hold the end like you were, okay? And I want you to stand here and hold that up exactly the way you're doing it. Okay, that's perfect. Now, when you're 10 years old, you've used up those days. Those are gone, okay? But you still got quite a few left. Now, I hope that you've used these well. I hope that you've tried to obey mom and dad. I hope that you learn how to pray and you understand about Jesus and you've learned that Jesus, that God loves you, that He's paid for your sins. I hope you've learned to be nice to your friends, obedient to your parents, and that you're becoming a very good person. Because even though you're just 10, you are a full-fledged human being, right? And it's important what you've done with these days. But whatever you've done, it's done. You can't change it. Remember, time's gone now, that part of time. But you've still got all this left. So you can, even if you've made mistakes there, don't feel too bad, because God's mercies are new every morning. But you need to start really paying attention to how you live now for the rest of your chain, the rest of your life. Now, if you're, that's if you're 10 years old, you've got this much left. If you are 40 years old, now this gets a little freaky, so hang on, adults. Guess what? You, sweetie, come over here, and you can break this, pull this, and then hold on to that. Tear it, yep, purple, yep. Okay, and then here, you come over here and hold the chain, and then, Peyton, I want you to stand up and hold that up. And just hold it like you've been doing. Okay, and let's step over here so they can see. So, if you're 40 years old, guess what? You've got this much left. Keep it, that's it. You've used up this much. I hope that you have used this well. I hope that you have loved your, if you have a wife or a husband, I hope you've loved them well. If you have children, I hope you've loved them well. I hope you've been teaching them about the Lord. I hope you've been spending time nurturing your own relationship with the Lord and growing. And if you've got faults and bad attitudes or sins in your life, you've dealt with those, you've wrestled with those, brought them before the Lord, and are growing in the knowledge of His grace. Because all this time, it's gone. It's done. And you've only got this much left. Now, if you're feeling bad about that, don't get too discouraged, because God's mercies are new every morning. And today you can start, January 1, 2017, you can bring your faults and your disappointments and your heartaches to the Lord and bring these all out, pour out your heart to Him, your sins, and confess, and start new. Lord, help me to make good decisions in the, starting today in this new year. But you've only got this much time left to do it. And that's how many days you've got left. It's based on 70 years, 10,960. Now, if you are, say, 65 years old, I need my other volunteer, come over and tear that purple one. Okay, and then hold that. No, you go get that one. And you come over here. It's complicated, doesn't it? Here, you stay over there. Okay, you guys hold that. That's all you got left, based on 70 years, okay? This is where it's freaky. When I was putting this together, it freaked me out, all right? But this is what you've spent. It's gone. Can't change it. It is what it is. But even now, we know that today is the first day of the rest of your life. And the Bible says that God's mercies are new every single morning. You can't change the past, but God can heal the past. You can't change mistakes you've made, bad attitudes you've had, but you can change them now. You can confess. And today is the day to seize your life, to seize this day and this year, or more accurately, to let God seize you. And these can be the most important days of your life, whether they be long or short. And with God's grace, you may live beyond the 70. Okay, that's what I'm pulling for. But that's in God's hands. So kids, great job. Great job. Any questions? Okay. Now, on those chain links, are some pieces of candy I put there just to weigh the chain down. You can have those sections of chain and don't do anything with the candy. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You can move back now. You guys didn't get any, did you? Here you go. Don't eat them. Just look at them. Okay. Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Thanks, guys. This. Psalm 90 says to teach it, God says, or he prays, the psalmist prays, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto you. Lord, teach me to number my days. That's a true Christian. Do you make sense of numbering our days? today, so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. Give us that spirit to realize how, what a gift time is and how it is. One of the best things, if we move on from this, and one final thing, is to start and end your day in. That's probably the most fundamental thing, because everything else will flow out of that. Your wisdom, your sensitivity to your day. You have a problem that arises that day. If you've been with the Lord in the morning, you're going to have a different way of looking at it than if you just get up and start going without thinking about the Lord. Look at this, Psalm 5:3. In the morning, Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. You see what he's saying? First thing in the morning, I'm going to call upon you. I'll praise you, I'll thank you, and I will lay my request before you. Lord, bless this day. Be with me at work. Be with me in the kids. Be with my children at school. Be with me in this situation I'm dealing with in this relationship, whether it's with my family or extended family or work or whatever. And then you eagerly watch and see what the Lord does. You want to live a different way. A way that's fascinating. Then do this. Call upon him each and every morning. Start your day with him. And then learn to watch and suffer. It'll change your whole outlook on life. Bill Hybels, famous preacher up in Chicago, very powerful man, says that he made it a habit years ago that he doesn't let his feet touch the floor until his knees do. So when he gets out of bed, he swims over and his knees hit the floor and he prays first thing. Kids, that's a job for you. I want you, when you go home or in the morning, see if you can get out of bed and make your knees touch the floor before your feet do. And if you're able to do it while you're there, you might as well talk to Jesus for a few minutes and start your day with the Lord. And then Psalm 4:4 says, talks about, the Bible, Psalms talks a lot about being on your bed. That means when you're reflecting morning and night. Psalm 4:4, tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. So in bed, like at the end of the day, reflect, meditate on the Lord. You got worries, you got problems, you're nervous about something, talk it over with the Lord. Give it to him, and you'll sleep better, and your next day will start better. Okay. How many days? Let's look at one final thing. The years and the years in plurality. How many days are in a year, kids? Very good. All right. Let's talk about years for a minute. We have a picture of the seasons. We think of a year, you know, as the seasons. Spring, you see the birds, they're making their nests, and then the summer, and then the fall. See, it's complicated. And then winter, and that makes a season, right? We just celebrated Christmas again. That's next Christmas. That'll be one more year goes by. But you know, everything changes. See how the trees change over the year? Everything changes. One of the Greek philosophers said, no one ever steps in the same river twice. You don't step in the same river twice because everything's moved, everything's different. And life is like that. Everything's always changing. And you're changing. The key is that we change for the good. Now, we've got an illustration here of change through the years. And that is somebody by the name of Brett Ford. And we've got pictures of him. Look at that. With his brother, Brendan, and sister, Brittany. And Brett there is, is 17 at that point. No. And then here's another one. And he's changing, isn't he? He's changing. And we got another one. He's really changing. He thinks he's a knight. And he's working here at VBS. How many of you kids go to VBS? You like it? Or you don't like it? It's fun or it's miserable? Fun, isn't it? All right. How many of you adults work at VBS? A lot of you, and a lot of you are sleeping in from VBS today. Okay, and then we have another picture. Oh, look at this. There's Brad up in the corner, and he's praying with a group of people that he's doing a Bible study with. Isn't that cool? He's really changed from that baby, hasn't he? We all do. You're changing too, just like him. Kids, you're changing. You'll be different next year. And the thing you want to think about, will I be better? Will I know the Lord a little more? And am I going in the right direction? We have another picture. There he is, Karate Kid. And he's about to beat up these little ones. And then we have one final picture. Yeah, look what happened. Took a bad turn. But my question is, how do we get from here to here? But look at that. Did he change or what? And guess what? So are you. Children, you're changing. And adults, it's the same thing for you. It's more obvious in kids, but you also are changing. And the years and the days are either working for you or against you. It's up to you. We need to seek to change in the right way. And kids, one final thought, and we're going to close. Jesus, look up here, kids. Jesus changed too. Jesus was a kid. Do you know that? Do you know that one time he was 12 years old and he went with his parents to a big city, Jerusalem? And it says this about him. Jesus grew. He grew. He changed like Brett. And look at how he changed. Four areas. What a checklist for life. Children, what a thing. Parents, this is your checklist for helping your children to develop. Adults, this is your checklist for how you're going to develop in 2017. Jesus grew in wisdom. That means intellect and knowledge applied to life. You should be wiser at the end of this year than you are now. That's intellect, intellectual development. He grew in wisdom and stature physically. Adults, are you taking care of yourself physically? Are you doing what you can do? Are you exercise? Are you eat right? All of that stuff. It's important. It counts. And he grew in wisdom, stature, in favor with God. That's spiritual growth. Am I growing closer to the Lord? Am I seeking the Lord? Am I calling on him in the morning, meditating at night, letting him be in the midst of my day? And then in favor with God, in favor with men, relationally. How are you treating your relationships? Your marriage, your relationship with your children? Are you really being consciously proactive in how you relate to your children, how you develop them, how you nurture them, discipline them, teach them about the Lord, and other relationships? How am I doing in my work relationships? Am I being Christ-like? Am I being loving and well-meaning and respectful? All these things. See, Jesus grew just like we do. He changes just like we do. You're changing right now. It's January 1, but what will you look like in these areas on December 31st, 2017? Now's the time to think about it. Now's the time to decide, yeah, I'm going to start seeking him. I'm going to start praying in the mornings. Whatever it is, open up to God, and as we close in prayer, we'll ask him to let us know what he wants us to make decisions about today for the coming year. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We pray, Lord, that you would make this a very special year in your eyes. Help us to make the decisions and speak to our hearts today and even now what it is you want us to do, what we can do, maybe a big thing or a small thing that will make our lives better and more honoring to you, that will help us to grow today and in the coming year. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks and Happy New Year.